from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Now on KPIX 5 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area. After the governor's landslide win, the push right now to make sure there's never a recall like this again.
Good afternoon, I'm Lynn Keyes.
And I'm Gianna Franco. Moments ago, President Biden weighing in on Governor Newsom's win.
The president saying, quote, this vote is a resounding win for the approach that he and I share to beating the pandemic. Strong vaccine requirements, strong steps to reopen school safely, and strong plans to distribute real medicines, not fake treatments, to help those who get sick.
And here's where the vote stands right now. The governor defeating the recall by almost 30 points. And we have team coverage at noon.
KPIX 5's Kit Doe is in San Jose, where the recall election was a good test of Santa Clara County's new voting system.
It speeds up ballot counting, allowing the work to be done in a fraction of the time.
We are here in the belly of the beast of the Santa Clara County Registrar of Voters office, where they are processing ballots that have been mailed in and are arriving by the thousands each day. But thanks to technology, it's not how it used to be.
It is the day after Election Day in the South Bay, and the attention is now shifting to mail-in ballots. The slicing, flattening, scanning, and sorting is expected to go more quickly than normal, given that there's only one ballot page to process. And by law, the registrar is given ample time to sort out any issues.
For signatures that don't match or there's a problem, you have a month to contact voters?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and then we will certify in about a month, so about October 14th is when we send the certification to the state.
This election also used the county's relatively new cartridge system. When people vote in person, the ballot is actually scanned and counted right there on the spot at the polling place. The tally is loaded onto a cartridge, and that data from the cartridge is taken into this secure room where the vote counts are uploaded into the system. The county says it all adds up to faster results and no more staying up late and pulling all-nighters counting ballots.
What is that like to not have to stay up late into the night?
It's a lot better for the workers. I'm sure they're a lot happier that they don't have to process that many more ballots. It's like thousands of ballots.
As for voter turnout, it was way down, 48%. Not unusual for an off-year non-presidential election. For comparison, voter turnout in 2020 was 85%.
I can't really say why people don't show up to vote for the smaller elections, but we try our best to let people know about the election and make sure they have many options.
In San Jose, Kit Doe, KPIX 5.
And now that Election Day is over, two lawmakers are trying to fix what they call a broken recall system.
Assemblymember Mark Berman and Senator Steve Glazer are leading this calls for reform. And KPIX 5's Justin Andrews continues our team coverage from San Francisco with that part of the story. Justin.
Yeah, the two say they are very adamant about making sure this is a bipartisan engagement. They say right now the process when it comes to a recall in the state of California, they call it a manipulation. Those are their words. They're looking at possible provisions, though, a more clear and defined process, among other ideas, of fixing this. Right now, California is one of 19 states that allow voters to remove state officials before the end of their term. No reason is necessary, though. The only requirement is to put a recall on the ballot is enough voter signatures, which must be 12% of voters in the last election for the office and must include voters in at least 5 counties. That's it. Both Glazer and Berman say the recall process is too vague and there needs to be more accountability. They're ready to talk about the best conclusion to help build public trust again, as they say we're in a poisonous political climate.
They don't want this partisan manipulation where a small minority can force an election and have a candidate prevail with less than a majority vote. That is anti-democratic. So for me, yeah, I have some ideas of what I like and what I don't, but those are the broader value elements that I bring to this process that together with Chair Berman, I hope to help coordinate in this process. Those are the broader concerns that I have.
The process is as important as the policy. And so it's important that we have a transparent process, that we bring together a bipartisan group of experts and stakeholders and colleagues and have that conversation with the public as well.
Yesterday's recall election cost about $276 million. Those two lawmakers say all that money spent for voters to say the same thing they did back in 2018. We're live in San Francisco this afternoon. I'm Justin Andrews, KPIX 5.
And we have full recall results on KPIX.com. We break down the vote county by county, plus hear from all the challengers.
I'm Ann McAvick at the Live News Desk, and we just watched a South Bay man receive an award for helping prevent what could have been a massacre.
I thought he was just a prowler, digging around, so I didn't really think much of it.
Now, this was the footage he saw on his security camera in Campbell and decided to call 911. Police say they found not only the suspect, Wesley Martinez, but a litany of weapons in his possession, including assault weapons, silencers, drugs, and the makings of a pipe bomb, along with a racist manifesto detailing a shooting plot in his vehicle.
They found ammunition that was personally inscribed with "to a widow from the Grim Reaper, a good start, first of many, and heard round the world."
The Santa Clara County DA's office honored both the caller and the police who responded with awards for potentially saving dozens of lives, all because they didn't ignore a possible threat. The county also showed a PSA they just released encouraging people to sound the alarm if they have any concerns about a dangerous person who may have a gun. Authorities can then use a gun violence restraining order. In fact, Santa Clara County has issued the most of those types of orders than any other county in California. Back to you.
All right, Ann, thank you. A live look outside now. An air quality advisory was just extended through tomorrow.
Meteorologist Mary Lee tracking these smoky, hazy conditions this afternoon.
Yeah, we are looking at good to moderate air quality at the surface. So even though seeing that haze out there, especially inland, we're looking all right for our air quality. So that air quality advisory extended into tomorrow. But as we go through today and for tomorrow, we're going to continue with that moderate air quality and also tracking cooler temperatures. So it is much cooler compared to yesterday at this time, anywhere from a degree to as much as 23 degrees cooler compared to yesterday at this hour. Here's what to expect. That cooling trend starts today with that stronger ocean breeze and that ridge of high pressure breaking down a bit. We're looking at, as we head through our weekend, shower chances back in the forecast Saturday and for Sunday with an early season storm system that could bring some wet weather back to the Bay Area. And as we look to early next week, offshore winds develop. I'll have more on all of this coming up in just a few minutes. Back to you.
Thank you, Mary. New at noon, two lawsuits are being filed against PG&E in connection with the Dixie Fire in the Sierra. The lawsuits are being filed on behalf of nearly 200 people impacted by the fire. They claim a sparked fuse and equipment failure was the cause of the fire. Shortly after the fire was sparked, the company had announced it was burying over 10,000 miles worth of electrical lines in California. And we just got a response from PG&E. The utility says Cal Fire has not made a determination on the cause of the fire, and it remains focused on reducing wildfire risk and committed to doing everything it can to keep communities safe.
The trial for the former CEO of Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes, she's back in court today. A former employee responsible for bringing concerns forward about business practices is on the stand again today. The witness described her time at Theranos as concerning and says she left the company over concerns of how it was testing patients' blood. So far, two former employees have testified in the case.
Contra Costa County will soon require proof of full vaccination for a recent negative COVID test to enter indoor businesses. Bars, restaurants, entertainment venues, and gyms fall under this mandate. Now, this comes as Contra Costa County experienced its highest two-week death rate since March. Health leaders in the county say this requirement is necessary to reduce community transmission and prevent future spikes.
I've been willing to sacrifice a little bit of privacy for the health of all of us around, and we've all had to, and we've all had to do a lot that we're not happy with.
I feel that would be fine. I don't think I'd have a problem with that.
The order requires workers in these indoor venues to show proof of full vaccination by November 1st or to test weekly.